Good morning. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to another morning pleasure chat. It is Friday, Venus Day, Lover's Day. It is a good day. I hope your Friday is going well. So real quick, before I even get into who I am, yesterday I talked about the importance of rest and how I put aside some time to rest and did. And it was very helpful. As you can see, if you watch, I want you to watch yesterday's live stream. If you're listening to the podcast, go to YouTube. I want you to watch yesterday's live stream. And even though I'm still here and I'm engaged, I want you to watch yesterday and then watch today. And it's not about mood, because I was in a great mood yesterday. I just felt my energy level starting to dip low and not in a good way. So I blocked off time yesterday afternoon from 4 to 7 to really just veg out. Oh, I actually watched Madame Web, which it did what it needed to do. It did what it needed to do for the afternoon. All right. So if you're just coming across this and you don't know who I am, good morning. My name is Devi Maisha, and I'm the Sensual Energy Alchemist. I am a master life coach and teacher of sensuality, and my business, Sensual Energy Alchemy, guides Black women into their sensual confidence so they can show up bold and powerful in life, business, and love. And the men have been reaching out to me as well. So I think we're going to do some things for the men again as well in the future. So men, stay tuned. All right. So how does sensual confidence help you with your wealth? And listen, we could be playing word semantics here. You can say, well, Maisha, that's just confidence. Sure. Play with me today. Just play with me for a little bit. And let's imagine something a little bit differently, because confidence by itself is very, you know, you're strong. You know, it's mental. I've got confidence. Yes. And sensual confidence is, it just has a different feeling to it, a different zhuzh. And so I like it. It's incorporates more of my feminine energy. And it is a slightly different way to access your confidence. So when I'm speaking about sensual confidence, and you can go back and watch the other one where I explain what is sensual confidence. And that was, I believe that was Tuesday. I did that Tuesday or Wednesday. Sensual confidence is allowing your confidence to exude through your body. It's not just about you saying your mantras in the morning and you psyching yourself up, which is what a lot of people do, right? That's what we know how to do. It's game day. You psych yourself up. You do all the stuff in the mirror. You know, you get yourself going. I'm not against any of that. By all means, do that. But there's a way to allow your confidence to come through you without necessarily having to psych yourself up on a daily basis, because you're just already psyched. You're just already there. And so when I teach about sensual confidence, I'm talking about unraveling your confidence through your body, through your sensuality, through your senses. I'm talking about removing the blocks that are in your way through your body. We're not even going to pay attention to the mind, because the mind, like ghetto boys, the mind's going to play tricks on you. That's what it does. So we're not going to bother with the mind as much. The mind is going to do what the body is going to inform it to do. And I know that that seems very different to you all. So for example, and this is the easiest analogy, this is the easiest example to use. If you touch a hot stove, your body in nanoseconds, your body sends a signal up through your nervous system, your electrical wiring to your brain, to let it know that this situation is painful. The brain registers the signals as painful. You then say, oh, this is painful, and you remove your hand. But it is the signal that goes through your body into the mind that allows the mind to compute and then spit back out the information. So that's why we're working with the body when it comes to confidence. Now, sensual confidence when it comes to your wealth. Again, yes, all of the affirmations and things are beautiful, and many people are not writing their affirmations correctly, which is why they're not working. And I don't mean to say that there's a wrong way to write them. I'm saying there's a better way to feel them. And then they start to work for you. So with sensual confidence and your wealth, some of you are really desiring to create wealth. You're really desiring to have 6 and 7, 8 figure businesses, or you'd like a raise at work, or you're looking for a better paying job, or your side hustles, or whatever it is that you're doing. Because let's be honest, as much as we would all love to live in a communal society where, you know, you have sugar and I have flour and, you know, we make bread together, while we're building that, I still need to get sugar and flour. We can do two things at the same time, right? We can create communal living and still get the bag at the same time. Just saying. So let's say you're looking to build all of this and you don't understand why it's not happening, because I have been there and done that so many times. And it wasn't until I started working through my body, releasing ideas around money and self-worth and what it meant to be Black and what it meant to be a woman and what it meant to live in a capitalist society and all of these other facets that intersect and make for a web of confusion when it can come to wealth for some of us. There's guilt and shame in there. We don't even realize it's there. So we'll go for it and then we'll stop and not understand why we're stopping. But with sensual confidence, I just like the way it sounds. You're working that through your body. You're working out those kinks without having to tell the story. I don't have to tell the story of, well, when my parents were evicted when I was 10, it set me up to have this view of impermanence. And so I never felt comfortable anywhere I lived and I never settled, and how that translated into my adult life. You know, I could go through all the story, or I can just go into what's happening in here and work through it. It's actually a little bit faster when you're just working through the body. It clears out the gunk so that you can create the wealth you want. It helps to regulate your nervous system. There's a reason why people who win the lottery don't stay wealthy. It's not because their spending habits suck, though I'm sure that is part of the issue. There's something internal that's already present, that's going on, that shows up the moment those millions or hundreds of thousands hit their bank account. And so many of us don't realize how much we're used to living in a feast or famine mode. We don't. So many of us, even though we're doing better now, grew up in a feast or famine mode. Some of us want to create these businesses and have this life that we have because we grew up not having a lot. That plays into how we handle money. That plays into how we deal with money. And if we don't unravel those stories in the body, we will, again, find ourselves, I think I said this Monday or Tuesday, we will find ourselves creating wealth and it going poof, or find ourselves struggling to create wealth. We will find ourselves struggling to show up. I can hear the cat trying to get into my room right now. We will be shy. We will be afraid because of all the stories that are happening inside of us, inside the body. So sensual confidence assists you in creating wealth by removing the internal blockages from the neck down, especially from the neck to the thighs. The neck to the thighs. I really like to focus on the ooey gooey centers that women have, because when I tell you, and there are literal scientific studies that are coming out, real studies showing the connection between our pleasure, our ability to show up and allow ourselves to receive, and how that impacts our health and all of the rest of our lives. So I'm telling you, if you are not experiencing orgasmic sex, and when I say orgasmic, I don't necessarily mean climactic. We don't always have to go for the big O. It's being, especially for those of us who are getting older. When I say orgasmic sex, I really mean riding the waves of pleasure, that crescendo, and you know, it's waves that go through the body. The more we allow ourselves to experience that, the more our confidence builds. The more we're able to show up and speak and present. The more we're able to say our pricing without flinching. Because we know what we need, want, desire. We know how we feel. And it's clear. That's sensual confidence. All right. I feel like that's it. That's all I want to say today. Good morning. Hello. That's all I want to say today. All right. I've got a packed weekend. Let me tell you what's going on this weekend. All right. Because I'm excited about it. So I'm just going to tell you. Saturday, I will be across social media at 4 p.m. live with my other business, the Ladies of Black Coffee, Honey and Grits. So we will be live across social media platforms this Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. Come check us out. Go to our YouTube channel, Black Coffee, Honey and Grits on YouTube. Follow us there so that you'll get notified when we go live. The discussion, we haven't decided the discussion yet, but I think I don't want to tell y'all because then the ladies might be like, that's not what we're talking about at all. And I don't want to be a liar. So just make sure that you tune in Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern. And an email will also go out. So go to blackcoffeehoneyandgrits.com. I guess I could put on my glasses now, right? Go to blackcoffeehoneyandgrits.com and go ahead and get on our mailing list. So there's that right there. Sunday, I will be in Brooklyn with 2930. This is an organization focused on Black women's erotic and us reclaiming our erotic energy. Breanne Patrice is the founder of Black Coffee, Honey and Grits, and I will be there speaking speaking with her. And I have the honor and privilege to be going right before LaVon Briggs, who is an Emmy Award winner and the writer of the book Sensual Faith. I'm so excited. Brooklyn, I will be there on Sunday the 19th, and then racing home to join my girl Carmel, who is one of the members of Black Coffee, Honey and Grits, in with her event that she's hosting called The Menopause Mystique. And that is happening from 2 to 4:30, and that is online. And this is a conversation around menopause for Black women, because I'm at that age. The symptoms are coming. Well, I don't want to say symptoms. That makes it sound like an illness, and it's not. It's not an illness to go through menopause. It's a shift. It's a change. It's an opening to me. This has been an opening. There's a level of excitement that is coming to me, and a level of freedom in starting this journey of perimenopause. So we'll be talking about that. I will, of course, be talking about sensuality and ways to continue to have sex well into your 50s, 60s, and beyond, because you can and you should. What did I just say about sensual confidence and your orgasmic pleasure? So that is what is happening this weekend. Now, on Monday, the link drops for my 5-day free event for you to register. Ladies, this is going to be like, that's what it's going to be like. Money, Power, Respect is happening June 10th through the 14th. It is going to be online. We are going to begin at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's going to go from 7 to 8. So it's just an hour each day. It is so packed. Like, I already know that the stuff that I'm going to teach you, I will not be able to squeeze everything in. It is experiential. No, you will not just be sitting and writing, I don't want your head in this. Your entire body is going to be in this. This is for women who are ready to be sensually confident. This is for women who are tired of spinning their wheels, who are tired of people pleasing, who are tired of not having their needs met, who are tired of not getting what they want in the bedroom, who are tired of trying to build a business and they keep hitting a ceiling and they're not going any further. This is for you. And this is for women who are ready to actually get into their bodies. So you're going to want to save the date. It is June 10th through the 14th. It is a free event, 5 days. We start Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern. It is juicy, juicy. So I'm excited to see you there. I'll be sending out little teasers all weekend long, by the way. So don't worry about that. And if you would like to join my membership group for women, you can, oh, wait, let me stop that there. All right. If you would like to join my membership group for women, you can. You can join the Sensual Oasis for Black Women. You can come in. It is 7 days to try for free. Of course, you're going to want to stay, but for 7 days, you can come on in. I will begin teaching twice a week. So the main teaching will be on Sunday. Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern are the main teachings that I do. And then I'm doing a midweek pop-in on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. just to follow up and also see what else is going on with everybody during the group. And then once a month, we have group coaching. That happens where the whole community comes together and we actually do group coaching. So you get all of that as part of your membership, 7-day free trial. So come on in. You can go through my library of classes, including other paid events. They are all there for your perusal. This is where I house everything. So ladies, come on in for that. And if you'd like to learn more about me and other ways to get in contact with me, link.bio/sensualenergyalchemy. Yes, I will have my website back up one day. When I can have it look like exactly what I want it to look like and not a moment sooner. Like that's just, it's just not, I'm not putting out anything that's like half of an ass. It's going to be the whole ass. I'm going to show up and show out with my website. And so until then, you're going to get the link in bio that has all of the information that you need to reach me. So that is it for this morning's pleasure chat. Thank you so much for joining me here across all social media platforms. Make sure you stay tuned and glued to my social medias. Hop on my email list. I do have some freebie stuff coming for you all so that when the link drops for Money, Power, Respect on Monday, you grab a seat for this experience. It's not just an event. It is an experience. All right, it's time to go get my nails did because it's Friday, Lover's Day. Oh, okay, that was weird. Guess it's time for me to go. Bye, y'all.